ففرج عنا ما نحن في هذه الصخرة. Then, oh Allah, please help us in this situation. If you accepted that deed of mine, and if I did that solely for your pleasure, save our lives today and help us from this situation. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that the rock moved a little, لا يستطيعون الخروج منه. But still nobody could exit that cave. Miraculously it moved a little, but still nobody could exit. Now that's the first man. He finishes his dua. The second man stands up. And then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, oh Allah, إنه كان لي ابنة عم. Oh Allah, I had a cousin of mine, a female, who I was madly in love with. كنت أحبها كأشد ما يحب الرجال النساء. I loved her so intensely like no man has ever loved a woman. And there were many times that I had made evil advances towards her. And every time she repelled me and she refused my advancement towards her. Let's quickly take a profile of this man's life. A wealthy man with lots of money, madly in love with a woman who always rejects his evil advance towards her. And then he says that there was a time that came in her life where she had undergone some financial difficulty. She was in need of financial assistance. And she had nowhere else to turn to. She knocks at my door. Remember, they're cousins. So she knocks at the door of her cousin to receive financial help and financial assistance. Now here again, listen for us, that she could have went other places as well, but she starts with her family member. Now there's many times we render financial assistance to many people, but it's also as important that we do the same for our family, our relatives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. There's many people that are generous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their generosity, and they are ever ready to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to spend in the cause of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's more rewarding and meritorious when a person spends on his family. A person asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if I spend one dinar in the path of Allah and if I spend a dinar on my family, then which reward is more? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that wealth that you spend on your family will be more rewarding in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's something that for us to take note of as well. When we have the ability to assist somebody, especially our family members, grab onto that, for your reward will be dual-fold. Now many times if it's reward that we're looking at, then we should look at where more reward is. We're not saying abstain from other avenues, continue spending in the avenues that we are spending. But when a family member comes to you, remember that's an opportunity to receive double reward from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should latch onto that. But this man, he latches onto something else. She presents the need before him. She says, I'm desperate for financial assistance. He tells her, no problem, money is not a problem. I got more than enough of that. But I also want something from you. I made many advances towards you. You rejected my advances. The money is here. Take the money. But you got to give me what I want as well. Her need was 120 gold coins. 120 Kruger coins, if we can call it in today's time. So we know what's the value of that. He gives her the money. He says, there's your need. That's fulfilled. Now you got to fulfill my need. Now this woman was desperate and she really needed the help. So for this moment, she accepts the offer and she says, okay, fine, let's go for that. We'll do it, but I really need the money right now. I need to sort out my problem. And she takes the money. So the man says that I advanced towards her, and when I had full authority over her to fulfill my evil advance, then she looks at me and she says, ittaqillah. My cousin, please fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't take advantage of my situation. Don't embarrass me. Don't disgrace me. Don't do this to me. I needed your help, yes, that's right. But please don't degrade me to this extent. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want to do this deed, then marry me and make it permissible. Do it properly. I don't mind that. But don't disgrace me. Please fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this man says, the moment she said, ittaqillah, I completely froze. I stopped dead in my tracks. I left the money that I had given her. I moved away from that place and I never went back to her. I never looked at her again. I never asked her for the money back. I never wanted repayment. I just moved away from there and I never went back to that situation. And then he says, oh Allah, in kuntu fa'altu thalika ibtigha'a wajhik. If I did this solely for your pleasure, then oh Allah, we are in a problem. Our lives are in danger. Help us in this situation. Now remember what a moment he turned away from. He turned away from a moment that he had full authority to do what he had wanted to do. Now sometimes there's those moments where shaitan tempts us and we have the ability to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's those golden moments, if we latch onto and we turn away for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can really be the defining moment in our life. That can be the moment that will earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will be a changing cause for the rest of our duration in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. One is we should abstain from those avenues of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if ever you are tempted and you have the ability to do that wrong, turn away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see what mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now miraculously again, this rock moves, but still nobody is able to exit this cave. And now the third man starts his story and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allahumma inni astajartu ujra'a. Oh Allah, I hired a few people to do some work for me. I hired a group of workers to carry out a task for me. The task was completed. I gave everybody their payment for their work. غَيْرَ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ تَرَكَ الَّذِي لَهُ وَذَهَبَ. Except one man, when it came to me paying him, suddenly he became unhappy. He wasn't happy with what I was paying him. Or for whatever reason, he just left his money and he went away. He was not happy. And then he says, this man left his money and he went away. Now I'm sitting with his money, his amana in my hand. Now what do I do? He says, oh Allah, I took that man's meager sum of money, small amount. I mean, you hire 10 people to clean your grass, you know how much we'll pay them, 100 and 200 and each. So he says, I took that small amount of money and I began investing it on behalf of this individual. And it was phenomenal, the profits that had come from this man's money. I invested it, great returns came. I took it, I reinvested it, even better returns came. And I continued rolling with this man's money. And then he says, after a long span of time, suddenly this man knocks at my door and he says, Ya Abdullah, addi ilayya ajri. O slave of Allah, I worked for you so many years ago, I carried out a task, you owe me money, please give me my money. Now let's take it in today's times. Let's imagine something like this happens. Firstly, the man, if he doesn't take his money, you'll say, well and good, more for me, carry on, not my problem. And you'll forget about it. Let's say the man comes after 5 years and he knocks on your door. And he says, you know what, I worked for you, I did something for you, please give me my money. You tell a man, brother, that was 5 years ago, that's over, it's gone. What you want your money for now? And if by chance we're generous and we're good, we'll say, okay, there's your money, take it as it was at that time. Now this man looks at the worker and he tells him, كُلُّ مَا تَرَى مِنْ أَجْرِكَ. He says, listen, my brother, whatever you see over here, all this cattle, all this livestock, all these properties, whatever you see is your money, that's your payment. Now, as a simple man, a laborer, a person who works for meager amounts. Now he looks at him and he says, Ya Abdullah, la tastahzi' bi. He says, oh slave of Allah, don't mess around with me. Don't mock me. Don't joke around with me. I'm a simple man. Give me my money. Let me go. But don't mock me. Don't make fun of the situation. What you mean, whatever I see is mine. Now remember, this man's money had now become millions. From a meager sum, invested over time and reinvested, now he got his own portfolio. It became millions in a matter of years. So the person tells him, I'm not lying to you. Whatever you see truly belongs to you. Let me explain to you how. That day you left your money, you went away. I never take your money and I put it one side. I took your money and I began investing it and reinvesting it and reinvesting it until it has grown to what you see. So now you are instant millionaire. Now this man looks at that and you can imagine, you know, some people are ecstatic when they win the lottery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And they over the moon. Imagine this man, overnight now he's a millionaire. He looks at that, he takes everything and he is gone. Now the person narrating the story says, oh Allah, he took everything. He never left a single thing behind. Now again, let's say for example, you invest somebody's money. You make his wealth grow. You do all the effort. And then the man comes and he says, listen, you said it's mine. Okay, he takes everything and he goes. We won't allow that. We'll say, brother, let's talk partnership. I did all the work. Okay, right, it's yours. But I did everything. So what's my percentage? How much is for me? And give me something from it. If the person takes everything and he moves, we'll feel offended. I mean, I did everything. I look after the man's money. He never even gave one 5 rand to say thank you. Now, here again, lesson for us. There's many times in our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the opportunity to render assistance to somebody in their time of need and their time of help. And sometimes we readily grab onto that opportunity and we help a man. But remember, why are you helping him? If you're helping him solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will never wait for repayment or for thanks from that man. But many a times what happens in society is, you render assistance to the man, but let him snub you by mistake one day. Let him forget you one day by mistake. And what do you say? You see that man when he had nothing, then he used to come by me all the time. Then he phoned me every day. Now he's a big boy, he forgot me. Sometimes a man is battling, you might help him for his wedding. You assisted him in some way. Now his child is getting married, he doesn't invite you. You see that man there, I made his wedding. Today his child get married, they forgot us. They didn't remember those people who helped him. While it is in place that if you assist somebody or if somebody renders assistance to me, it's my duty to be grateful to him and to verbally thank him and to make dua for him and to appreciate his ni'mah and his favor. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who does not thank man, he is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must thank people who have assisted you and don't forget them. But if by chance he forgets you, then what is your response? When we do good, it must be done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you help a man, help him for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it's done solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not going to wait for that repayment. And if by chance the opposite of repayment comes, you're not going to feel offended. Because your deed was done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not for the thanks and that repayment. Today sometimes there's probably something lacking in our niyyah that affects us so much when we don't get that repayment. People really get upset and they get hurt. And it gives them pressure and it gives them stress. That I did so much for him, he never thanked me. I did so much for him, he doesn't bother about me. Now he thinks he's a big boy. But why did you do that? Why did you help him? This was probably the first time this man is narrating the story. The first time he's speaking about it. When he's speaking about it, and who he's speaking about it to, he's speaking about it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not speaking to somebody else. He's not letting anybody else know what he had done. Another habit sometimes people have, they say, no, you know, we don't like to talk, but you know, we did this for that person. We don't like to say anything. Inshallah, Allah must accept it. We don't like to talk, but you know, we did this, we did that. Don't talk about that good. Leave it between you and Allah. If Allah makes that deed, good deed exposed, then that is acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing wrong with that. And then there's another problem sometimes we have in society, that you help a person, the man comes to thank you, you say, no, don't thank me, thank Allah, I did nothing for you. No, why are you thanking me? Don't do that as well. It's his right that he thanks you. Praise Allah that Allah gave you the opportunity to help somebody else. Accept his thanks. Because that's his duty. He is fulfilling his duty. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to remember these lessons and to keep it in front of us in life. He says, the man took every single thing that I invested and I grew for him and he went away and I never saw him again. It's not that I waited now constantly. I kept every week. He phoned me and he said, thank you, brother. You know what you did? You set me up in life. No. There was no contact between the two after that. He took everything and he went away. And then he says, oh Allah, in kuntu fa'altu thalika ibtigha'a wajhik. If I did this deed solely for your pleasure, if I invested that man's money and I grew it solely for your pleasure, and I gave it to him solely for your pleasure, then oh Allah, save us in this situation that we find ourselves now. For those people who've just joined us, we're narrating a story that was narrated by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding three people who had went and set out on a journey, and they decided to take a rest on their journey, and they entered into a cave at the foot of a mountain. And once they had entered this cave, a rock had fallen from the top of the mountain and had sealed off the entrance to the cave. So these three people's lives were in danger and there was no hope for them to be saved. So they reached a decision and they said that we will all make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using one good deed that we had done in our life. Because there's absolutely no hope for our lives being saved except if we employ this avenue of asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of our good deeds. And before that we mentioned that a person's life can be narrowed down into three dimensions and three parts. One is his relationship with his family members, the other is his relationship with his creator, and the third is his relationship with mankind. Now look at these three people that we spoke about. The first man was good to his parents and he honored them to the best of his ability. So that is the lesson for us, that we need to be good to our family members. First and foremost, our parents. The second man turned away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a time when he was in full control of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is secondly, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be something that we look after to the best of our ability, and we constantly keep a check that we are in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now this third man is dealing with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third part of man's life, that we interact with the various creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Irham man fil ardi yarhamukum man fis sama. You have mercy on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the people you deal with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely shower you much more with mercy. Now when this man makes dua, he says, oh Allah, save us from this situation. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the rock moved, فَخَرَجُوا يَمْشُونَ, and all three people walked out of the cave with absolutely no worry and no problem whatsoever. You know, sometimes Allah forbid a person meets with an accident, you see he came out without a scratch. The car was finished, but he came out without a scratch. These three people came out from this mountain, walking with absolutely no injuries, no problem whatsoever. Now if three individuals' lives were saved by virtue of them using one good deed that they had done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have many needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's always times we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's use that one good deed that we had done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And can we pinpoint those deeds that were absolutely untainted and done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those deeds that were only and only for Allah. Nobody else knew. You never spoke about it. It was only between you and Allah. That's the deed that you need to use to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, sometimes we're not in that situation that our lives need to be saved. But we have many needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's capitalize on the opportunity of using our deeds, because the mere fact that we had the ability to do good was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But use that deed and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will rush away. We have the month of Ramadan coming, a month for us to do immense good for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's capitalize, let's do as much good as possible, and then let us use those deeds to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us all tawfiq to also learn lessons from the lives of these three individuals, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.